Hey guys, you're on the verge of verge. You're on the verge of getting your mind right. My mission is to provide information and inspiration that leads to transformation. We need to change. Everything must change. We got to do that by getting our mind right. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. I had to learn to stop trying to figure everything out and just accept people for who they are. The day that the church was born, Peter stood and gave a pretty good presentation, a very provocative story. There were a mixed multitude present at the time. What's interesting is the same people were hearing the same thing. Some people were perplexed after hearing his speech, and some even mocked. Everyone heard the same story. So why did it affect the people differently? Simple. Because people are who they are. Liars lie. That's why we call them liars, right? Some were perplexed because they are perplexed people. Some mocked because they are mockers. But Peter was looking for believers. And guess what? Some people believed. About 3,000 believed the story. And the church is born. Guess what? The same thing is true today. Some people get perplexed because they are perplexed all the time. When they hear the gospel, especially, some people mock and some people praise God because they believe. Stop taking it personal, because it's not. People are just who they are. Let's let the laughers laugh because they love to laugh. Let the complainers complain because that's what they do. My job and your job is to understand who you are, not everyone else. To make an attempt to present the best version of yourself. That's the quest that I'm on. I'm looking to peel back the layers of my being and try to understand who I am and get to the bottom of why I make the decisions I make and why my life is where it is today. What's going on with you today is the sum total of your past decisions. If you're broke, it's because you've made those kinds of decisions. If you're unhappy, it's because you've made decisions that led to your unhappiness. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It's your belief system. It's your philosophy that has brought your life to the condition that it's in now. My vision for my life is to become a life coach. I think wise people seek out coaches. That's why in academia, students seek out tutors. And in the business world, people seek out mentors. I think athletes seek out coaches and songstresses seek out voice coaches. I think it's wise to surround yourself with people who are already doing the very thing that you desire to do, especially if it relates to your calling. I think you ought to get under the tutelage of someone who has already mastered the levels of success that you aspire to have, who already know how to do the things that you embark on in life. I'm looking to master myself. I know that I have a master and a creator, a holy God who created me fearfully and wonderfully. But I think it's my responsibility to fulfill the calling that's on my life that God has called me to. There's only one me. There'll never be another me. So I want to present the best version of myself. And you cannot do what you don't know. And so in order to empower yourself, encourage yourself, to build yourself up, to be the best version of yourself, I think you need to look to people who are already doing what you aspire to do. So instead of seeking things outside of myself, I began to take a deep dive into myself and to really peel back the layers of my levels of awareness and scale the levels of awareness and understanding to get to the very core of who I am. And what I found in this quest, and it's a very exciting journey for me, is that I didn't know that I was me. I realized that a 15-year-old base of understanding is very limited. I cannot expect a 15-year-old to understand what a 21-year-old understands because he doesn't have the level of experience. And so his understanding, the base of his knowledge, is limited. And when he reaches the age of 41, then he begins to understand why the 41-year-old talked the way he did and lived the way he did, and his perspectives in life was the way they were because he had more experience. And so understanding that people cannot do what they don't know, I'm learning not to take what people do personally, because people are just people, and people do what people do. People do things for a reason. One of my mentors said, we're all just guests here on this planet. And so we evolve at different levels with time and with experience. And so understanding when people do things, they do things for a reason. And we have this bad habit of judging people because we want people to do what we want them to do. We want people to be how we want them to be, instead of accepting and allowing people to be who they are. And especially the church. The church is notorious for judging people, because we've entered into the understanding and awareness of who Jesus Christ is. And so we began to study the Word of God. And the Bible says that we ought to study to show ourselves approved, workmen who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This word, rightly dividing the word of truth, is an interesting phrase to me. It's an interesting terminology. It's not just understanding the word of God rightly divided, which is the truth. When you know the truth, it'll make you free. But we choose to compare what we understand according to the knowledge of God. And then we look at others, and then we measure what they do. And then we judge based on their choices and behaviors, whether we're going to accept these people or we like these people, or just shake our head and cluck our tongues because people are not doing what we expect them to do and what we want them to do. It's very interesting to me, this human behavior. You know, it's kind of sad in a sense that we live our lives looking at everybody else instead of the man in the mirror. That's the hypocrite that I see in my life, the man in the mirror. That's the only hypocrite that I've ever seen in my life, is the man in the mirror, because I fall short and I make poor choices and I do things and say things that I regret. Even at the broad base of 66 years old, my understanding is still limited. And so I'm interested about finding out about why I do what I do. And so one of the things that I've learned from one of my mentors is that everything comes down to the way you think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so if you're thinking wrong, you're going to have to get your mind right. And how do we go about doing that? The church is very interesting in that understanding that the gospel message is the primary message. We understand that when we receive Jesus Christ and the pardon of our sin, then there's a seat, a place reserved for us in heaven. And that at that moment that we believe, we receive eternal life. That's one dimension of the church, one aspect of the church. But God said in his word that we ought to search out and seek out the deep things of God. And so I've endeavored to do that. And what I've discovered is fascinating. I'm looking at how the universe works. I'm looking at science, metaphysics. I'm looking at the way God created everything to exist and work together. this is an amazing place to live, the way God created everything for a particular reason, with a particular design. And when we line up in harmony in our thinking, the way God has set things up, it's a mind-blowing experience. We're not confused about the universe when it comes to what the universe governs. There's a primary laws, universal laws, and there's a secondary universal laws. Let me pose a question. Would you say that gravity is a primary universal law or a secondary universal law? Most people would say that gravity is a primary universal law because it works 24 hours a day. Gravity is always in effect. That it doesn't matter what time of the day it is. If you step off of a building, gravity is at work. But my mentor indicated, and I agree with him, that gravity is actually a secondary law because a primary law cannot be overruled. It's like God. It's immutable. It never changes. Like the sun. The sun in the universe operates under a primary law because it always rises in the east and settles in the west every day, and there's absolutely nothing we can do to stop it. But we can override the law of gravity by the law of lift and thrust. Man have discovered the laws of aerodynamics, and so if gravity was a primary law, birds would not be able to fly. Everything would be stuck to the earth without being able to lift from the earth. Gravity does not exist in space. There is no gravity in space. My point is, when we understand the way God has set things up to work, then we'll be able to apply that knowledge and understanding to our lives. We spend most of our time learning how to make a living and most of our energy making a living, but we spend very little time and energy in making a life. And that's why people are unhappy, because they chase money and things and they don't seek out fulfillment. A friend of mine said he knows some people that are so poor that all they have is money and popularity and fame, but they're the most miserable people they know. And so it's not in the money. That's obvious. I'm saying that until you discover who you are and begin to scale the levels of awareness and you open your understanding, you won't really experience all the things that God has created for us to enjoy. In moderation, that's what the word said. God has created, given us all things to enjoy in moderation. So sometimes it's not what you do, it's how we do it, right? When we take a look at science and biology and human behavior, we create these habits in our lives because we have brain sensors that solder and weld themselves together in our memory banks based on a repetitious behavior pattern. For example, you don't have to think about how you tied your shoe this morning because it was a habit. It was a pattern that had already been unconsciously instilled in your mind. And so we live our life through behavior patterns that we repetitiously do over and over and over. We get up in the morning, get out of bed, go into a job that we don't want, we don't like, and we meet the same people that we don't want, we don't like. We come home and do the same things, eat the same things, watch the same things on TV, go back to bed, and the next day we repeat the cycle. Over 20, 30, some 40 years of the same behavior pattern. It's so routine that our lives have been empty, and all we get is a gold watch and a severance pay, a few dollars every month to maintain the lifestyle that you're accustomed to. Never really realizing who we really are and the potential that God has put on your life in fulfilling your calling. And that's why people are so unhappy and so unfulfilled in life. We think that happiness is in a person, a place, or a thing. When happiness is in the present, it's not in the future, it's not in the past. You can choose to be happy right now, moment by moment. You can choose happiness. And if it becomes a routine and a pattern, you'll find that you are a happy person. God is a present help in the time of need. We need God every hour. We need him every moment. And we can choose to be happy. We can choose to have the peace of God. We can choose to have peace with God. And if we got the peace of God and peace with God, we have peace with ourselves. My job every day is to maintain my peace. And any drama, any stress, or anything that comes to disrupt that, I simply remove myself from it. Or I change the channel as I interact with whatever that person, place, or thing is that's bringing the drama, that's bringing the interference of my peace, the stress. And I believe that we allow stress to overwhelm us because we judge people, we judge places and things. Let me give you an example. If someone cuts you off on the while you're driving down the street, you allow that emotion to determine your response to that person that cut you off. We don't know why that person cut us off. Like I said earlier, people do things for reasons. There may be somebody in the car that's dying. They may be in a hurry to get to the hospital. We have no idea why people do what they do, but we judge people without having the information. So with that judgment, we allow that to determine our emotions, and then we get in our feelings, and then we call them an idiot. Our emotional bank is low. We have two accounts. We have a financial account, which governs our finances, and we have an emotional account, which governs our emotions. Like I said, I know someone who said that they know someone so poor that all they have is money. If your money is all that you focus on, that's what you're going to have. And I dare to say that if your emotional account is low, your bank account will continue to be low. We don't understand that when we feel our emotional account, our financial account grows accordingly. We must master our emotions instead of allowing our emotions to master us. We let people, places, and things determine how we feel instead of taking an account and the responsibility for the way we feel. Responsibility, your ability to respond. Accountability, taking an account for your ability. But we'd rather blame everybody else and look at everybody else instead of looking at that beam in your own eye and removing it. Then you can more readily remove the speck in your brother's eye. We're so judgmental, man. It's so sad. We can't even cultivate wholesome and healthy relationships because we judge each other without having the knowledge and the information of why people make choices. They have a reason, and you don't know all of the information, and you just make a judgment, and most times it's wrong. So people stop speaking to one another for years because you want to control what that person does. Think about that. Let's learn to work on ourselves instead of working on everything and everybody else. Work on ourselves. Why are you doing the things you do? Why haven't you done the things that you desire to do? Looking at procrastination, why do I keep putting off today for tomorrow? Looking at being depressed and oppressed. Looking at being mean. Looking at being unhappy. looking at being unfulfilled. If we put some of our energy and effort into peeling back the layers of who we are and scaling the levels of awareness and consciousness and opening our minds and seeking out the word of God and the will of God for our lives, I dare to say that your life would be a lot better than it is. You're on the verge of getting your mind right. You're on the verge with Verge. Just a few things to think about. I hope this has helped. I hope this is a blessing. Some way was a blessing to you, because it's certainly a blessing to me. I'm speaking from experience, and I thank God for this opportunity to share with you. God bless you. Have a great day.